Tech Nostalgia, Be Kind, Rewind, by Paul Schrott in the Wall Street Journal. I never let go of my VHS tapes. Long after my VCR gave out, I've hung on to movies in the now antique format, including The Little Mermaid, in the clamshell collector's box, whose cover infamously featured a suggestive castle spire. VHS and VCRs may never obtain the retro cachet of vinyl, but old Disney classics tapes and theatrical cuts of the Star Wars trilogy, created before George Lucas fixed the films in 1997, have a devoted following and can fetch serious cash on sites like eBay. In a Netflix HD streaming culture, it's easy to forget that this faded format was how most people watched their favorite films on demand at home versus praying they might make a surprise appearance on TV, rewinding the cassettes until they were frazzled and unplayable. The video era created a generation of cinema geeks. If I grew up without a VCR, I don't think I would be a filmmaker today, said Ryan Patrick, 29, a director whose recent Gremlins-inspired short film went viral. He remembers seeking out rare behind-the-scenes tapes as a kid to learn about industry people and jobs. Luckily for people like Mr. Patrick, VCRs linger even in the face of their demise. Though Funai, the last known manufacturer of the technology, ceased production in 2016, you can still score one of Funai's refurbished Sanyo DVD/VCR combos at B&H in New York, $250, bhphotovideo.com. The site claims it's a top seller. A related Sony product, $399, newegg.com, also still on store shelves, lets you transfer cherished home videos to DVD. These machines, black casing, looks downright sleek and modern compared to the chunky top-loading ancestors. Used devices are also widely available secondhand. I'm reminded, as I test a new machine, that there's something undeniably satisfying about the way a VHS tape clicks into place, kicking off the presentation. The FBI warning. The fuzzy, lo-fi quality has an analog charm that feels out of place on my HD flat screen. As a kid, I mastered the tracking controls in my family's JVC player to make the picture's static lines disappear. Decades later, I've still got the touch.